New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. Yes, indeed, welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
And I will like to reiterate a big hearty welcome.
Welcomes across the board to A Little Bit of Pod. Now, yesterday I was mocked.
Thou mockest me.
Thou mockest me in my humble castle.
Yeah.
You may have heard me throughout the show of late just sprinkling the fact that I've had a giant unforeseen bill rear its ugly head.
Mm. Yeah.
In the form of a new septic tank.
No, the septic tank is okay. It's the field. It's what happens the after system. The poos goes into the tank.
Oh, okay. Right.
That is the issue.
Right.
I will say if you're buying a property and it's on a septic system, maybe just do a quick check on that.
Yeah,
because
right.
It's the sort of thing you don't think about because it's underground and you don't see it until it's not working and then you found out it should never have been put in the first place.
Oh,
how
yeah,
do
right.
you check it, though? How could you ask for the paperwork on it. Oh, yeah.
Ask for the paperwork on it or pay someone local to come out and do a quick inspection.
Now, is that on the limb? Is that on the limb report?
Should be.
All right.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah, so I've had a few tradies around lately and one came around on a Sunday morning, would you believe?
Wow.
For a quick look.
Okay.
For a quick initial inspection. This is where the bad news got delivered to me. But I was in just like jeans and a t-shirt because he literally was like, I'll be around soon. And then I heard a car and I was like, Jesus. Mm. So I was in my undies, so I got changed. Mm. Then yesterday when they came around, I was in my usual farm-let attire of a high-vis shirt.
Yeah.
I've moved fully into high-vis.
Yeah, okay. He loves it.
I love my high-vis. And I was wearing that and some boots and stuff because I've been doing some other job. And I came around the corner and these two tradies immediately like laughed and said, what work site safety is requiring high-vis around here?
Oh, they mocked you.
Because they were wearing those blue singlets with the high-vis like
stripes,
patterns
on
the front that tradies often wear.
Oh,
because you're in full fluoro and you're in your own house.
Yeah, Vaughn just wants to be a tradie.
He does. Pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you say in response?
This whole bloody place is a hazard, mate. Like that. You don't really even need to make a joke when you're talking to tradies.
Yeah.
You just say something with a heap of confidence and then laugh at the end.
Yeah, well, good old Roger when it comes to the hammer and the nails, boys, am I right? Got to get the grass going.
Try it, Fletch, try it.
Yeah, okay.
No more confidence, you're umming and
ahhing.
Just
say words.
Just hammer it.
I need it a little bit more.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You string words together.
Yeah.
God, when you put two pigs in the pepper, I got to tell you, mate, you got to get a bit of a rice and a rinse on it.
Well, that was good.
It's like Stu used to say, drop a stew in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay, yeah, right.
It's like Stu used to say, one step forward, eight inches sideways. And then bloody cut it and then have to remeasure it, bloody idiot.
It is, it's bloody low reps, isn't it?
Hey. And also, don't be afraid to shit on other trades.
Oh, okay, oh, like Sparkies.
Yeah, shit on the Sparkies.
Oh, not like those bloody cashed up Sparkies.
Yeah, mate, yeah. More visibility than the light the bloody Sparky put in.
Well, that was yesterday. They said, you'll need some power in it, dear. Do you know a Sparky? And I said, oh, yeah, we've got a sparkle we've used. And they said, never make friends with Sparkies. And then something very inappropriate that I won't repeat here.
Oh, my gosh. Can we mute? I need to hear in the moment.
Yeah, wait there,
listener. One moment, please. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
They would do what in the dark? Far
exactly.
Out. Well, how rude.
Sparkies are the ones that stop the dark.
Okay, whereabouts do they do this? Because I'm keen.
So, like, what kind of, where, what Sparkies and where, what jobs would I book them for them to do that in the dark?
It's good. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, I was mocked, man. Home from my high vis.
You look great in a high vis.
Yeah.
But it is overkill, let's be honest. Come on.
But I got the first one as a joke.
Yeah.
But then I was like, it's comfortable and it's light.
Yeah, but that's just any light active wear.
It's cheap, which is great. Right.
And you get it dirty and it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Although it does need a sard.
Does it?
Bloody Hoover Indoors, mate. Hoover Indoors, they do a terrible job cleaning my tradie.
Bloody Hoover Indoors.
Tradie clothes. The hell do I pay you for? That's what you say. Oh,
bloody hell. Not if my missus had a bit of a roundabout.
Well, it's like Stew used to say, his bloody missus is up half the night doing all sorts of upside down situations.
Sauces, topples and whatnot.